Hi, I'm James Finkelstein, but you probably know me as Diamond Jim. When I was a kid, I loved to dance. Well, I wasn't much to look at. I never hung out with the guys. I couldn't run very far or very fast, but I could dance. That's why I opened my dance studio, Diamond Jim's Dance-O-Rama, Montana's only place to learn every form of dance known to man, and three that aren't. That's Diamond Jim's Dance-O-Rama, the biggest, most successful dance studio in the world. That's right, most successful. Take that, Jake McMackle. How's the night shift at Army Street in ya? Oh, and how about you? Do you like my giant yacht, Kevin Garrity? There's not even an ocean here, but I got one anyway, and I named it the SS Jake and Kevin Suck. I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich! Join us Saturdays for our hip-hop dance for teens. Complimentary punch and pie for all. That's Diamond Jim's Dance-O-Rama.
Looky here, people, listen to my story. A little story about a man named Jed.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
All right, Money for Nothing / Beverly Hillbillies asterisk.
Asterisk?
Yeah.
There's an asterisk.
There's an asterisk.
What does it mean?
I don't know. Weird Al just said that that's part of the legal thing.
Huh.
This is what the guys told him he had to name it.
They need to have something at the bottom of the page saying what the asterisk means.
No. I don't know.
What?
I don't understand.
That makes no sense.
I don't understand it either.
Oh, man. There's got to be somewhere that the asterisk is explained.
Yeah. I mean, Weird Al talks about this, and this is one of the weird parts of this song. This is the only song that really doesn't kind of have a fun title to
yeah.
it. It's this boring sort of obvious title, yeah. and that's because it was all legal.
Yeah.
This is what the lawyers told him to name it, and he was like, okay, I guess, I'll name it.
CBS or something, what the network was? One of the networks said you have to use this.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. No, I think it's from both sides, too.
Yeah,
I think both Dire Straits and,
whatever network it was.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a moment. But at one point he wanted to call this just the Beverly Hillbillies song,
uh-huh.
and then he wanted Money for Nothing for Beverly Hillbillies,
okay.
and then he wanted Beverly Hillbillies for Nothing.
That'd be a good one.
But I think both groups decided that they needed their name in the song, and you're just like,
that's
okay,
so bizarre.
Fine.
Why not?
Fine.
Do it.
But it doesn't work. It
whatever.
It feels, yeah, exactly.
Just forget what it's called. It's the Beverly Hillbillies
yeah.
song.
So, another UHF song.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The video is played in its entirety.
Yeah.
Which
in the made
movie
me so
UHF.
Happy when I was in the theater watching the first time. It started just playing. I'm like, oh, yes. Awesome. I was so psyched because I love the original video and how well this was done. It just blew me away how perfect it was.
So that was the first time you had seen Weird Al's version?
I believe so.
Okay, good.
I saw it opening day, obviously.
Yeah.
Forget Batman. I went to UHF opening night. I don't recall if I saw it before that. Because I remember having that moment in the theater.
No, that's awesome.
Maybe it was just, I was thinking it was just made for the movie and maybe wasn't in it. So I don't know. I just remember being in the theater, being so yes, they're going to do it or they're going to play it. I can't remember if it was because I hadn't seen it before or because I was just happy it was in the theater.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a long time ago.
Well, no, and that's cool. I think seeing this in the theater for the very first time would have been a much different experience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like especially at the time and never seeing any of the music videos that came out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Watching it is kind of neat. You know, it's cool. It's like, wow, okay. This is really different.
And I'm pretty sure they released UHF first as a video. I could be wrong.
All right.
Like I think on MTV UHF was released first. And then Beverly Hillbillies after the movie was released.
That's cool.
I could be wrong.
That's good, though.
John, call me and let me know if I'm wrong about that.
I didn't get any actual information about that stuff.
Okay, well, John will call. He will call. Bermuda, come on. Give us a call. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep fishing.
Yes.
We need to tag him somewhere.
this is obviously a parody of Money for Nothing by Dire Straits.
Yes.
And the Beverly Hillbillies song.
Yes.
Wow, look at that. Who would have thunk?
I know.
Based on the title.
I would have never guessed that until I listened to it.
Yeah. another weird fun thing is this song is credited to Mark Knopfler.
Mark Knopfler. Yes.
And Sting.
Yeah, because he was in the original. Yeah.
See, I didn't ever know that until this.
Yeah.
Just doing the research for this.
Uh-huh.
Sting sings those
I want my MTV things.
Yeah, I never knew that.
I didn't know he was in the original. I knew later they had a live version where he did it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that was also him in the original.
Well, exactly.
Version.
It seems so weird for Sting to, I don't know,
yeah, I guess they're friends.
I guess Dire Straits was sort of an older group.
Maybe no one in Dire Straits could hit that note.
Yeah, you there know? You go.
They're all bass.
But the lyrics are also, I mean, the song is also credited to Paul Henning, who wrote the Beverly Hillbillies.
The Ballad song. Of Jed Clampett.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because when it shows up on the screen in the movie, it says The Ballad of Jed Clampett by George Newman.
Eh?
Which is
yeah.
Well, because remember, it's a dream. It's a fever dream of his. So it's kind of it's neat that they do that. That's but funny. I mean, like that's in the movie. But
interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The little MTV clip thing. Yeah.
They put a lyric little thing. Yeah.
I don't know what it's called. But yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's like the Chiron.
That was the word I was trying to look for. I couldn't figure out.
Mark Knopfler and Guy Fletcher.
Is it Knopfler or Knopfler? Knopfler? It is Knopfler, you're
right. Knopfler, there's
an F
in there.
Yeah, there's an F in there. I wish that was Knopfler. Yeah,
they're Knopfler. Both from Dire Straits, and they both play in this song.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it was only Mark.
No, apparently the synth is also him.
I guess it was before Ruben joined the band.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a fun story, is like Mark was like, well, if you're going to do this, I want to do it.
Yeah,
And
why not?
There's a backstory in that they actually had the guitarist for Weird Al was actually practiced it.
Yeah.
And had it like...
Had it down
like the recording of the original album. Mm-hmm. But Mark comes in and plays it. But because Mark's been playing it like 200 times in like concert for the last like 3 years, he's kind of like... loosened up on it, so it's not as tight, and so like so the parody ends up being a little less exact.
Okay.
You know what I mean, because the guy playing it was kind of like, you know how after like 400 times playing a song you're like, oh, let's change this up a little
exactly.
bit. Yeah,
well, Steve would have been better.
They might be giants. I go see them, and every once in a while, every time they do, I've seen them do Istanbul, not Constantinople. Sometimes you can't even recognize the song because they've just changed everything because they're like, I'm sick of playing this song the same way for the, So that was an interesting little thing. Like the guitarist had practiced and had it like down to the album, but then Mark comes in and is like a little looser, and Weird Al had to go with that because,
he promised he'd do it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So the video.
Yes.
What do you think about
that? Oh, that was awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it was the same person to the original, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's not.
No.
Oh, I thought it was.
I don't think it was.
I thought they used the same people.
Rick Morris was the master editor for the computer animation, and David Silverman designed the characters. And he is a guy who actually went to 2 years of University of Maryland, and I only say that because that was my safety school. He also did some stuff. He co-directed Monsters, Inc.
Oh, cool.
And was a big animator on The Simpsons for a while.
Okay, cool. I was thinking it was the same person.
Yeah.
But no, it looks like it was.
Looks exactly
it was
the perfect. Same. And that was the thing, is I think that at that time, I think computer animation could only get so fancy.
Yeah.
And so it was easier to be the same because you only had like one degree, you know. Now trying to do Pixar stuff, there's like millions of equations, and now you're like, no, I know that one equation because everything's blocky and stuff.
Yeah.
So
I thought the video was really good. I like how it was intercut with their, you know, original scenes from the Beverly Hillbillies, and the animation from the parodies of the original video was perfect, spot on. I loved it. One of his like best parody videos. I mean,
well, it's the original. So spot on. Exactly. Yeah. Like you watch the two and two, you get the fun band scenes with the rotoscoping color on them.
Yes. And it looks at the camera from the different left and right sides.
Yep. Yeah. Because, and that's a direct reference to the video being so close like that.
Yeah.
In the very first couple of shots of the live stuff is rotoscoped almost exactly the same. Uh-huh. Like the headband goes back and forth between the same two colors.
Yeah.
And then the guitarist has stripes and the one different color stripe like goes down his shirt kind of exactly like the other video. Like
awesome.
It's so spot on in such a fun way that it's just,
It's so good.
It's amazing. It's one of the, like you said, one of the best videos in terms of like being as detailed as you possibly
they
can.
They nailed it, and I was very impressed, and it was, it's fantastic. I don't think it could have gotten any better with this video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also, on the UHF commentary, they say that Mark was in the corner reading the authorized Al in the corner and was listening to it and was just laughing.
Yeah.
So that was fun. It's nice to see that Mark gets his humor and stuff. So
yeah.
That was really cool. The album was released Obviously, in July 18th of 1989, this song was recorded on the 20th of December 1988, which is my mom's birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah. And the single came out with the generic blues on it.
Excellent.
As the B-side.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, this might be a short one too, because it's so perfect.
It really is.
Like we talked about it. Like he's going through. I mean, like the video already sets it up so well that like they're selling TVs and everything like that. The only thing I was a little bummed about was the part of the video where the two of them are in the like jalopy and they go through three times.
Uh-huh.
It's the same three jalopy. Like the jalopy is exactly the same.
Yeah.
Whereas in the video, at first they have like a refrigerator and a color TV, like all the stuff that they talk about.
Right.
And I wanted more. Like, for instance, why not every time that jalopy goes through, they add another character from the show? Like, at least put Grandma in the back on the rocking chair or something.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like, okay, I could have done that.
And maybe that would have required more because that was another character.
Yeah, exactly. More budget.
And it's not like a couple of keystrokes anymore like it is now. It's like, okay, well, now I have to design this whole new thing.
You either do that or have Billy Barty. You know, you couldn't do both.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I think this is a great thing. It's straightforward. But that is the thing that bothers me a little bit. Is it's another one of those things like Brady, the middle of Brady Bunch, where you're just like, and you put these lyrics with this music? Like,
there's a little bit more.
Do
a little bit more than that. But yeah, it's pretty straightforward, like the Brady Bunch. A little bit more added on this one, I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is an interesting, somebody on the forum actually broke down the song and highlighted it in the things that are the part of Money for Nothing, like direct words from Money for Nothing and direct words from the
Beverly Hillbillies.
Uh-huh. And even though I kind of was sarcastic two seconds ago, it actually is pretty interesting how much melding there actually was.
Yeah.
How much of the original lyrics and of both songs are in this one song.
Yeah.
It's pretty clever. It's pretty impressive.
Really well done.
So, yeah, okay, maybe I'm turning around on this already.
Maybe. All right, favorite lyrics?
Yep.
All right, you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, go ahead.
All right, mine is, I think I'm going with swimming pools, move-a, movie stars, huh? Look at that. Because it's, that entire lyric is all just either of the two songs.
Yeah.
Like, there's no new words in that entire lyric.
Yes, that's a good one. I like that one. Mine is, similar, sort of, but they cover up the most offensive part of the original song and make it better.
Okay. Like,
oh, yeah. That little Clampett got his own cement pond. That little Clampett, he's a millionaire.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, and those things, the chorus right after that, or not the chorus, but the line right after that is, now everybody said California is the place you ought to be.
Yep.
We got to load up this here truck now. We got to move to Beverly, that is. Like,
yeah, that was my second choice if you'd taken mine.
Everyone, this here and now are the only new words in that from the two different sets.
Yeah.
Like, it's so well put together. Yeah, you really got to check. Maybe we'll try to link this.
Yeah.
The WeirdAlForum.com, specifically the Beverly Hillbilly song.
Yeah.
Somebody actually went up and highlighted everything. And
that's
it just
really cool.
It looks, look at that. Look how little non-colored words there are.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's insane. Makes me like the show, the movie,
video?
The show, the video.
All of it.
The whole thing.
Everything.
Even more.
Yes.
Even more.
Make you love everything more. Even puppies.
Yep. They even work in the, they kind of had that bendy guitar that they like.
It
doesn't look like the other bendy guitars, but he does, like, that's a recurring joke that they have.
Actually, before the Nirvana.
Exactly.
Precursor to Nirvana's curvy or bendy guitar.
Well, it's easy when the bendy part is just the,
The stock, is it called?
Well, no, but I think, well, that's a good question. I wonder if the actual... Because that one is almost all rotoscoped, so I wonder if they even had a guitar in that moment, or they just rotoscoped fake one.
Huh. Yeah. I think it had a real one.
Okay.
Whatever.
We will see. Maybe we'll have an update for that.
Later. All right. How about are we ready for ratings?
Yes.
1 to 5 cement ponds?
Cement ponds. Okay. Sure.
Why not? This is a tough one to... It is.
Yeah.
The video is so good. The parody is like spot on.
Working on the video. I'm going 4. Solid 4.
I am as well. I think I'm also going to give this one a solid 4.
I think the video being so spot on helps make up for the fact that Weird Al, well, he had to do some fancy wrangling of the words. He didn't really have to come up with anything new.
No, but it was just what he did, though, like you said, was so brilliantly put together.
Yeah.
It's like, man, just... I imagine it came to him the similar way as it's shown in the movie. He just kind of like watching Beverly Hillbillies. Maybe he had just heard the other song and just kind of was dozing off and just combined. Uh-oh, you have information?
The Beverly Hillbillies song was originally supposed to be Let's Go Crazy. I'm not entirely sure how that works. But
the Prince one?
The Prince Let's Go Crazy. So it's one of those famous...
What, he got turned down?
Turned down by Prince songs.
I can't even think in my head at all how
it
would work.
It's so perfect that it's that I think this is another one of those moments, like the beautiful, you know what I mean, the pitiful thing where you're like no, and then
no,
it comes out
better.
Or the Weird Al, or the obviously it's all Weird Al, Michael Jackson going, no, I don't want you to do Black or White,
right,
and then doing Nirvana, you know what I mean, like this is. This song works so well, I can't see it being something else originally.
I honestly can't think at all how this would fit with Let's Go Crazy.
Yeah.
That's, amazing.
So, so it's good. It's also the first video that Weird Al ever uploaded to his Vevo channel in 2014.
Okay.
Which is kind of funny, because it's,
first.
You know, it's a music video that's directly MTV related, you know, it almost feels like Video Killed the Radio Star-ish, in a weird sort of way.
Cool.
So That's money for nothing.
Money for nothing indeed.
Yeah, we got nothing out of that.
We got something.
We got like 10 minutes. That's good. Right?
There's only 10 minutes?
No, it might be more than that.
Okay, well, it's
11, 12.
Wow. 13, 14. Let's just stretch
it. Give me stretch a, if we keep naming
stretch,
numbers.
Stretch.
You can find us 302-72-WEIRD, 302-72-WEIRD. Leave us a message with, you know, any information you have about Weird Al, anything you want to talk about.
Memories.
Weird Al, you know, memories, favorite songs.
Whatever.
Favorite
lawn care tips.
Beverly Hillbillies moments, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Remember that time when they had a lot of money? And
You know where any large pools of oil are, or any winning lottery ticket numbers, anything you
that's always good too. Anything you want to give to us,
I'd like to be a millionaire.
I mean, millionaires aren't even anything these days.
No.
You have to go be a billionaire before you
have
to be
a billionaire now. Anyways,
so that's the end of the episode. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, bye
bye
now. Here